I want to give just a brief update on an issue, a matter that's happening in South and Southwest Missouri right now that I've interacted with a number of counties on. We are with the ice storm and the winter storm that hit southern part of Missouri last week. We've been working extremely hard. I've been down in those areas myself on numerous occasions already. I've been to Scott, Pemscott, Duckland, and Butler counties just recently here. We've meeting with local officials and coordinating our state, local, and federal response. I have taken what I've heard at those levels all the way to talking personally, which I'm going to do again this morning as soon as we're done here with the Director of Homeland Security, Secretary Napolitano, as well as talking directly this week to President Obama, which I've already done, about the issues that we face in restoring power, but more importantly, and equally importantly, I mean, restoring that grid down there. We still have thousands and thousands and thousands of poles on the grounds. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of people still without power. The last trip I took down, we had a conference call with all the RECs in that area, and we still have significant challenges. And literally, we've moved north of $100 million in damage, a significant portion of that in those electrical systems down there. We have almost 80 miles of the big feeder lines that have not yet been restored. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 poles still remain on the ground. But all of our response would not have been possible and had not been possible but for the help of the local county as well as city workers down in that area. As most of you know, I called up the National Guard. We've also mobilized significant Highway Patrol members down in that area to make sure that we had the resources necessary to move forward, but also the command and control. And I'm also here to tell you that the people of the state of Missouri, once again, it's my first time as governor. I've been through a natural disaster declaration, and I will have to tell you that it makes you proud to be a Missourian. We have not seen the problems that have arisen in other states on looting. We have not seen the problems of lack of volunteers. And as I've asked everybody, no matter where you live in the state, no matter where you go to service this weekend, I'd ask as that plate passes that you put just a little bit extra in. The faith-based community down there cooking at our shelters, providing homes, providing shelters, making sure that we were able to do the knock and stops with the guard as well as local law enforcement made that possible. And we're not done yet. By any stretch of the imagination, but it's just a big problem, and it's not ever solvable unless we all work together. So while we're making progress, we'll still have a long way to go. Major transmission lines need to be repaired, and some families and businesses are still without power. Some schools may be out for a number of weeks